You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The Hawk presents one of the most scintillating radio experiences every Wednesday.
You do good here, you go right to Saskatchewan.
Somewhat better with a beat, bebop. The accents actually say bebop.
Coming to you from the top of the Niagara Escarpment, featuring music, comedy, interviews, and so much more.
It's like putting lemon on fish or vegetables. It brings out the flavor.
Right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot.
You got to be good or bad as the devil.
This is the John Yathens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk.
Let's try it one more once.
Welcome to 101.5 The Hawk, the John Yathens Variety Hour, and this, our new year, 2022. That is right. Not only is it a new year, but it is the same old show, the same old station, but so many new things, fun things, exciting things are coming in this very hour. And of course, as always, it is a pleasure to have you here with me for the wondrous ride that will be January 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. My goodness, we have tons of great music to start off the new year. We've got some little samba, some Latin samba. We've got some cool, chill, relaxed jazz. We have, of course, our comedy. We have some wise words in an interview with Miles Davis. We have some folky songs, some Muggsy Spanier songs. We've got music and interviews and comedy and so much more, as I'm sure you all know. of course, this is not only a new year, it is the 1 year anniversary of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Believe it or not, we have managed to stay afloat for 364 days. That's right. Technically, tomorrow will be our 1 year anniversary, because our first episode aired January Wednesday the 6th, 2021, 6 to 7 p.m. And today's the 5th, so we're 1 day before, but who cares? We can celebrate a little early. I think we deserved it. My goodness, we've yet to be kicked off, and everyone is still tuning in. As far as I am concerned, I know I am still here, and I run the show, and that Stove is going to be. Okay. So it's a lot of fun. Like I mentioned, we have so much great music. We got interviews, comedy, everything coming up this hour. So be sure to stick around. To kick us off, I thought we'd do a special little number called This Year's Kisses by Teddy Wilson. And I reckon there will be a lot of good kissing this year. And if you don't have that in your calendar, well, throw out that one, get a new one. We're going to start even fresh. I know it's only 5 days in, but we're starting fresh once again. And make room for lots of good memories, happy times, and lots of loving here on 101.5 The Hawk, This Year's Kisses. 101.5 The Hawk. That was none other than Teddy Wilson with this year's Kisses, followed by Henry Mancini, and then Muggsy Spanier and his Dixieland Band playing It's a Long Way to Tipperary, a song I think everybody knows, a fun song from the First World War. It was written in 1912, and actually first time it was performed was as a sentimental ballad, specifically to be enjoyed by Irish expatriates living in London at the time. And since, of course, the soldiers heard it in World War I, and they liked it so much that they decided to adopt it as a marching song, and it's since been associated with the war, of course, and now we still enjoy it today. And the song is so popular that in the Irish county of Tipperary, their sign, as you drive in or walk in, says, "You've come a long way." So there you go. Ontario, keep it beautiful, or yours to discover. What, well, I don't remember what it is. But I know that in Tipperary, it says you've come a long way, because there's a song about that one. There's no song about the Ontario sign. So there you go. And up next, I want to take you over to our interview segment. And this week, we have none other than a truly legendary artist, performer, musician. I don't think he ever sang, probably for the best, and that is Miles Davis. And this interview is actually, despite how it's only a few minutes, rather short, but it touches on a lot of subjects. He talks about Dizzy Gillespie. He talks about his passions. He talks about, kind of, talks about how he likes to keep moving forward. Miles Davis was very well known for kind of not doing what the public asked of him, but in a good way, in a way that he was doing his own thing, and we're probably better off for that. He got to explore and push a lot of boundaries that way. And he also talks about some hobbies and just how he keeps inspiring himself as a genius, as he calls himself, to keep doing music and to create these masterpieces that he brought to us. And then after that, we will have our comedy segment as well as much more good music. So be sure to stay tuned to the Variety Hour here on 101.5 The Hawk.
As we're talking, you're starting to do some drawing. You always been involved in drawing?
Yeah, my father taught me how to sketch. I started as a sketcher. Most all the time I sketch. I go to sleep and sketch it. If you make a drawing, a sketch on a page, you have to balance it. A little over here, a little there, a little there. And that's the way most everything is. Art is. Like music, composition. If you play a sound, it's like the eye of the hurricane. You know, you have to pick out the most important note that fertilizes the sound. It makes the sound grow, you know, and then it makes it definite so your other colleagues can hear and react to it. If you play what's already there, they know what's there. The thing is to bring it out. It's like putting lemon on fish or vegetables. You know, it brings out the flavor. That's what they call pretty notes. Just major notes that should be played.
Well, what about Body and Soul? What about those pretty songs?
Those songs, to me, don't exist. You know, we don't have time for Body and Soul. Or So What? Or Kind of Blue. Those things are there. They were done in that area, the right hour, the right day, and it happened. It's over. It's on the record. Go buy the record. I stopped playing the drum, and Dizzy came over my house and said, "Are you crazy or something?" I said, "Man, you better get out of here." He said, "No, I'm not either." He's like my brother, you know. But the main thing that I love that comes before everything, even breathing, is music. That's it, you know. I would just want to be dead if I couldn't create. If I couldn't create, I wouldn't. It would be nothing for me to live for. It's selfish, I know, but geniuses are selfish.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Miles Davis with Flamenco Sketches from Kind of Blue, an epitaph of an album, an obelisk of jazz records, a statement to the whole scene. And as you mentioned in his interview, these things had their moment. They came, they're here, they exist now, so we can enjoy them. You know, we don't have to do it again. I think he was kind of complaining about being requested to play the same songs all the time. And he's just saying, it's been done. Why do it again? And I respect that. I respect Miles Davis's consistency, his want to keep going, keep moving, not do the same thing all the time over and over. He wants new stuff happening in his life, and that's what he ended up doing. I mean, he managed to stay relevant and revolutionary throughout his entire career, from the beginning to the very bitter end. But up next, we have our comedy segment for this week, featuring none other than Aaron Weaver, a stand-up comic from Chicago. Dating back over a decade now, he started in 2008 with such a specific point of view that he quickly took on the attention of the Chicago comedy scene, rapidly climbing up through the stand-up gigs and lounges and bars where he performed. His custom brand of absurd soulfulness and his way of exploring all the smartest and stupidest thoughts that go through all of our heads. Of course, that is what comedians do nowadays. And he has performed at Just for Laughs Festival twice, as well as the Boston and the Bridgetown Comedy Festivals. He moved to LA in 2013, and he did just release a special on iTunes called Cosmic Jokes, or Cosmic Joke, by Aaron Weaver. So you can get that, give yourself the gift of laughter. And in today's segment on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, this Mr. Aaron Weaver will be talking about the idea of maybe we should call in well to work here on 101.5 The Hawk.
There's too many bad jobs, man. Like, I feel like every job, you should be allowed to call in well, you know? That'd be tough. Just be like, hey, boss, I just woke up today and I was feeling really good about myself, so I don't think I'm coming to this freaking place today. I got all these weird symptoms, like a lightness in my heart. Corners of my mouth keep pointing up. Dude, I don't want to infect the rest of the crew, you know? Damn. Be like, don't you worry, man. Take the day off. Eat some food. Watch the news. Check Facebook 45 times. Tomorrow you're going to wake up. Forget you have a soul. We're going to get a lot of work done. It's going to be tight. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. We go way back. I walked by you on my way up, and I felt something. That's why I don't understand why people are all worried. Like, they're like, oh, the machines are coming, though. They're going to take all our jobs. It's like, dude, let them. You know? Why are we trying to hold on to these things, man? We need to let go, dude. Shit. If I was running for president, I'd be like, yo, if you vote for me, I promise you I'm going to get unemployment up to 95%. That's right. The machines are coming. Everybody chill out. All right. Crime's going to go down. If you've been convicted of a felony, you get sentenced to a 9-to-5. All right. Oh, you've been found guilty on 4 counts of breaking and entering? I'm going to sentence you to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, drive an hour through traffic to a place you don't care about so you can email some people that you don't know for a company you have no passion for. Good behavior is not going to get you off early, but it might get you a gift card to Applebee's. Jared would have to actually work at Subway, you know? He's not allowed to go near the baby spinach. It's just the rules, baby. It's just the rules. Shit. Damn. I was making fun of people with crystals earlier. I got one. What's up? It is activated, so what's up? I can't talk, man. I was raised by a single new age mom, so I was raised less like a boy, more like a vibration, you know? It's cool. I'd be like, Mom, can I put this spoon in the microwave? She'd be like, what's your heart tell you? I think it's telling me to steal money from your wallet. Weird. Just like a feeling. But it's weird, I'm trying to become a man now, you know? I was raised by a single new age mom, so I got weird ways, you know? Like, I cut out pictures of real men, put them on my vision board, you know? Trying to put the man in manifest, you feel me? Damn. And I think it's tight, like, identify however you want to identify, like, this whole movement, that's great, man. But there's one thing that makes me insecure with all of it is, like, when someone born with a vagina wants to become a man, because it's like, I was born with a penis and I'm still trying to become a man, you know? Like, yo, don't beat me. I'm still transitioning too, girl. Damn. My mom shed her body a couple years ago. That's the hippie way to say she's dead, so what's up? Give it up for her, y'all. Hell yeah. Okay, don't. All right. Yeah, she's no longer here. She wanted her ashes spread in this lake, and you need to get a permit to spread someone's ashes. We're like, nah, fuck that. We're not going to do that. So we snuck her in. And it turns out it's way easier to sneak people into places when they can fit into a jar. Dude, it's pretty tight. I could have gotten to all the clubs when I was young if I could fit into a jar, man. It's like, yo, cremate me, dog. Let's go. We'll be right back.
to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in, some leafy glade. I wish you health, and more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you.
I hear it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
One 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That is all I am unfortunate to say for this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Our 1 year anniversary is special. We've gone through so much and how the show has changed. Indeed, I remember a year ago starting off, it was very different. It was very different. We had one musician every hour. And we would go through all their music, kind of like we do on the retrospectives. And we used to have the segment with Jack Benny talking about the history of radio, the golden age of radio, utilizing the theater of the mind and our imaginations based on what we hear on the other side of those speakers. And then, of course, for a bit, we had our little game show, which is technically still going on. It's just the contestants and, you know, playing the game is a little sporadic. It's one of those segments that comes and goes, like any other ones we have. The Curious Covers, for example. And usually the monologues would always start with some news pieces, and again, they still do. So the show has changed, it's grown, but it's also kind of kept a similar format, I think, through this past year. But I do hope that it continues to change, and I hope that it continues to stay the same as well. I know that it means so much to me that you've stuck around for all this time, even if it was just for this hour or just for a few minutes. That's fine. It's the thought that counts, as I always say. And it really does, and it counts for a lot. So I thank you so much for joining me on this 1 year of radio broadcasting from 101.5 The Hawk. What a great station to be a part of. I'm proud to be here. I've met so many wonderful people, and I'm continuing to meet them as we speak. So I want to thank you once again so much for tuning in this week. Be sure to check out the social media. Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram is johnny.athens, period, dot Athens on Instagram, yes. And you can check that out to stay in tune with the show. Sometimes I promote it, do some other fun things, see what's going on. Otherwise, I think that's it for this hour, and we will be closing out with Stanley Turrentine playing Little Green Apples here on 101.5 The Hawk. Take care, good night, and goodbye.